Okay, today we begin Simen Chav Tes, which we finished Chav Zayin, and according to most people, Chav Ches would follow Chav Zayin, but here Chav Tes follows Chav Zayin. Simen Chav Tes has a lot of the yesaidis of the first parak of Kedushin, and it jumps right into some of the first we see from us, some of the heaviest lumdis of the Masechta. We're going to start off by discussing a case which seems to not be halacha l'maisa, although by the time we finish the sif, we'll see that there are situations where it comes up. Typically, you go to a wedding, and a man gives his wife a ring. It's for keeps. It's very rare. I've never been at a wedding where he gave her a ring and he said, "Okay, but you got to give it back after a little while." It doesn't seem to happen too often. But nevertheless, we're going to learn the sugya matanam nasla hazir, which is a sugya here in Kedushin, daf avam and beis. Eventually, we'll get to halacha l'maisa regarding it as well. Now, before we begin, usually when there's a machlekes rishayim, the Shulchan Aruch clearly brings two shitas. For reasons, I guess, known to the Mechaber, he leaves out the Shittas HaRambam, which is highly unusual. So I'd like just to go back to the Gemara and give you a little bit of a Hagdama from the Gemara regarding Matanam Naslahazir in general and regarding Matanam Naslahazir when it comes to Kedushin. But the Gemara does make a statement, Amar Avashi, he says, Matanam Naslahazir Bukulu Kani. A matana amnas lahazir means I'm giving it to you completely on the condition that you give it back to me at a certain time. When I say I'm giving it to you completely, the place where this comes up most obviously is by an esrig, which has to be lochem. The man shaking the lulav in the esrig has to own it completely, has to own it, he can't have borrowed it. And we say, Matanam Naslahaz, it works. You give someone a gift on the condition you give it back, that it's considered his. Now, that itself is a chiddush, because who are you fooling? If you give me something on the condition I give it to you back in an hour, so obviously you're just lending it to me. We say, no. If you express that you're giving it to me as a Matana Gemura on a condition, the condition is Am Naslahaz, so that is considered completely mine at the time that I get it. The language of Rav Ashi is Bukulu Kani. In Kala Tera Kula, it's good. Levad Me'isha. Except by condition. What?
If it has to give it back, it breaks. He doesn't want it back anymore. That's not usable.
So it's a good question. Okay, we'll have to hold off on that. But at the time he gives it, he gives it a matana amanas lahazir, and generally shma matana is considered a gift. Except, for example, the Gemara says, "Hey lachesuk zu amanas hazireli, not like vechzira yatsa." If you give me an esrog on dish, I give it back. I take it. I shake it. If I give it back, I'm yaitza. If I don't give it back, so I'm not yaitza, because if I didn't give it back, then I didn't fulfill the condition. The gift to me was a gift on a condition. I'm a nash tazireli, so zira yatsa leizira la yatsa, and so the Gemara says that it works. What about a woman? Why can if for an esrig it works? Why isn't it work in the case of a woman? So the Gemara says b'kulu kani levar mi isha. Now our girsa is lefi she'ein isha niknis b'chalipin. Because you can't be Mekandesh and Isha with trading. The Chalipin, with Kinyan Chalipin, it doesn't work. Now, what does that mean that Isha is not Nikta B'Chalipin? What does that have to do with Matanam Naslahazir? So there are two Shitas in the Rishayim. Most Rishayim, except the Rambam, is the only one that's not included in this. Most Rishonim have a girsa that lefishe nishan nishan nitzis b'chalipin, it's a gezeira. Durabanan. What happens by chalipin? You give someone a handkerchief or a pen and he to do a kinyan, then he gives it back. You go to a ksuba. So by the ksuba, the witness gives the chassan a pen or a handkerchief or a gartel, whatever they use. And in exchange, the chassan's v'chayiv himself in the ksuba. After he takes the gartel, he gives it back. Sutra hadra. The Gemara says, the derech is, you give back whatever you do to king chalipin with. So chazal, most rishonim hold, min ha'tayri you can be mekadesh anisha with matara nas lahazer. If you give her a gift on the condition she gives it back, which is itself a mind-boggling finish. Mekadesh anisha, like I'm telling you what to expect in marriage, right? I give you a gift on the condition you give it back, like, you know, what kind of husband this is going to be. But it works. It's a gezeira, people see. You mekadesh anisha with something on the condition you give it back. They're going to think that it works by chalipin as well. They're going to make a mistake, and that's the shita. The Rosh speaks it out very clearly. Tosis says it as well, that eini shenikdis b'chalipin. It's a gzeira atu chalipin. The Rambam alone among the Rishonim says no. Mataros lahazu doesn't work, just like chalipin doesn't work. It's not a real kedushin. You're not giving her something for keeps. Just like the chalipin, you give her something that's not for keeps, and it's the same underlying reason that it doesn't work. Now, the Ursameach in the beginning of Hilchos Kedushin, this first piece, the Or Sameach outlines the Rambam Shita throughout. And it's giving a Geya at least to the first three Sifim of this Shulchan Aruch. He says the Rambam Shita is that all Dinei Kedushin are totally in the Hanah of the Isha. In the Hanah that the woman has. I want to explain that. Let's say by Pidyon HaBen. By Pidyon HaBen, I have a Bechar, let's say I'm in Israel, and I have a Bechar, I go to the Kayim, what does the Torah say? You have to give him 5 shkolim. You have to give him a certain amount of money. Something to do with Hanah. It's opinion. The halacha is, if I give a Kayim 5 coins, Amandasha Tazireoli, that's a good Pidyon HaBen, you know that? And the Kayim can say, I don't want to accept it. I don't want to take a Matas Lahazer. I want a real Matana. Yisrael is going to be stuck, and he's going to have to find a kohen to do it. But if a person gives matarav nas lahazir to a kohen for pidyon haben, it works because matarav nas lahazir shmei matara. You can say what kind of payment is that? It's not a payment. If I owe you money, if I owe you $100, I say I'm paying you back $100 unless you give it to me. I'm not paying you. That's totally in shah. You don't have to accept that. But by Pidyon HaBen, it works. Pidyon HaBen is a din pidyon. It's then you have to be paida. It's not totally in Hanah of the Kayin. It's totally in fulfilling the Torah's chiyuv to give. So if you give a Kayin, Amanos Lahazir, it works. Now that's astonishing to most people. Ramah says, Kayinim shouldn't do it because they're going to cheat the Kayinim. Then Kayinim will never end up getting any money. So it says that it works. The halacha is it works. The Ramah says, Kainim shouldn't take Pidyon HaBen unless to give it back. Some Kainim give back 1 coin that I've heard. That they give back 1 of the 5. What? They give back everything. Oh, really? Most said give it back, really? Okay. So they didn't learn about Pidyon HaBen? But a lot of the Kainim have the coins, they sell it in the first place. And when they get it, of course they keep it. It was their coins all along. All right. But my point is, Matana Sahazir Shmei Matana. Matana Sahazir is a gift. It's a gift. Even though I'm not to give it back, it's a surprising thing. So why the Vavmi Kedushin? Now, it was a Gzeira. I understand it's a Gzeira that people are going to think Chalip. The Rambam know. So the Arsameah says, the Shita Sarambam, we're going to see in numerous places, is that Kedushin is totally in the Hanah of the woman. She has to receive a Hanah. It's not enough a payment. Pidyon HaBen is enough a payment. But here it's totally in hahana. She has to get a benefit. But Tarmana Sahazir, she's not getting the benefit of the full money.
Shtar is not hana.
I have to qualify. Kiddushei Kesef, you're right. The shtar doesn't have to be worth the pruta. But Kiddushei Kesef is totally in the hana that the woman gets. That's the aside. And he says that's why the Rambam's language that we're going to have in all the unusual case of Kiddushin, Hariyat Mekdeshes Li, Bahano Azu Shani, whatever, Schaiklofanai, or whatever it is. Bahano Azu Sheh. The Rambam always sticks in language, Bahano Azu. It's a shorter Sameach. He brings about five or six Rambams. He says, that's the Rambam Shita. Totally in Hanoah. What?
If it gives her
so you need Milva. So I have to add, you're right. So why, if the woman owes me money, why can't I say that I'm a Kaddishu with the money you owe me? The answer is, I'm not giving her anything. The Rambam says, if you say, Hariyak Mendersli Bahanazu Shani Meichel the Chayiv, that it works. If you say Bahanazu, you would pay somebody to get me to be Meichel. It's worth money to you. The Rambam says it works, even though Mekash Milva and Mekadesh. But Bahanazu, of course it works. So, yeah. Tais says, he's talking about Chalup B'Shava B'Shava, he's not talking about Kiyan Sudar. Kiyan Sudar is not a Kedushin. Tais says, even Shava B'Shava, it doesn't work because it's a Bazaian. He said, I'm the words he said.
Can Chalip
be done
with the
Kippah? It can be done with a Kippah, yeah. It can be done with any Kli.
If he's a Kaddish with a Hanah of the
he's giving her $100. The Hanoah, okay, we're getting to, you're going off topic, but Hanoah Zu is only the value that you would pay someone to get me to be Mechil you. So if the Mechil is on a Pruta, the Hanoah is obviously less than a Pruta, you wouldn't pay someone a Pruta, it doesn't work. It has to be that the Hanoah, the value of that Hanoah has a market value that you would pay. Right. So that Shitas Rambam. That's why he also Tanas Lahazir. It's Dumya the Sudr. By Kiyas Sudr, you don't get Hanoah. The Rav gives the Chassid the Gartley, picks it up, he gives it back. He doesn't have any Hanoah from it. Same thing by every Mataram and Tanas Lahazir. That's the Hagdama to the Rambam Shita and Tanas Lahazir, which is Shulchan Aruch Lizeh. The Shulchan Aruch Mefarshim. I mean, the Hamak, the Avdi Mulum, bring the Rambam in. But the Shulchan Aruch itself leaves out the Rambam Shita, not passing like the Rambam. And that's what we're going to get into this discussion. Now, yeah.
When you give something to a Chashiva person, so it says that
Adam Chashiv, right.
And it says, Gamo Makna Naksha.
The Rambam says a lashon hana, b'hana azu, that I'm being mekabel al picha. It always has to be b'hana azu, and I think everyone holds. The Rambam certainly holds it has to be worth a pruta. I think the language by Adam Chashev is not stam an Adam Chashev. If you have an Adam Chashev, will take a gift from anybody. That's not worth a pruta. It's somebody who has value.
So matanam nafshachze b'hana azu, the Rambam will be okay.
Yeah, the Ramah's going to bring that case.
When you give a ring, you get the ring. There's the ring. But if something with the Hana Zoo, do you have to memorialize that you received the Hana in this time from this person?
Well, it doesn't have, nothing has to be memorialized because it's Kedushin this minute. Then it doesn't matter if you forget about it later. It's a Kedushin. She's married. Finished. Right? So, but it has to be spoken out. That has to be spoken. Okay, so this is the Chalukei Dayis. The Rosh says that min ha-Torah, matras la-hazir works by Kedushin, not like the Rambam. The Rosh holds, and most Rishayim, it works. The Rabbanu lo mafkia, because of Gezeira atu chalipin. And the Rosh says, hafkin Rabbanu le-Kedushin minei, we had this in the past, hefka bezin hefka, they were mafka the thing you're giving her, and therefore it's not a Kedushin. This is the discussion here. Now, before I begin, I just give it to my Yetzirah for a minute. One of the interesting questions is this. Let's say a man gives a woman a ring. So we're clearing if it works, right? The Rosh says it works, Manatayra. The Rambam says it doesn't work. What did she get? Why can't she? You say Matos Lahazir Shmei Matana. And the Rambam says Manatayra, it's a good Matana. Why doesn't she take the ring and say, okay, you gave Matos Lahazir, Manatayra, it's a good Kedushim, like the Rosh? The Rambam says, not good, I have no Hana. Why can't she go to him and say, oh yeah, Matos Lahazir Matana? Okay. So I'm giving it back to you, Amanos, that you give it back to me. You say Matarasa Shmei Matana. Khatara Kula Shmei Matana. Baisha, she's stuck. Why is she not stuck? He gives it to her, Amanos, you give it back to me. Why can't she go to him and say, I'm giving it back to you, Amanos, you give it to me?
The original condition was different.
The condition was you give it back.
Okay.
And we passed him Tarasa Shmei Matana.
And now she said, when I give it back to you, I want you to give it back.
Why so? Shmei Matana, why not? You give a Kayan Pidyan Aben, Amnas Lahazir. Why can't the Kayan say to you, oh yeah, tell us Shmei Matana, I got a great idea. You said I have to give it back to you? I'll give it back to you, Amnas Lahazir. You give it back to me. Why doesn't that work? Why only one direction, Shmei Matana?
Do it again.
He'll continue, okay, but. It says maybe that's the answer. He'll continue, he'll give it back. It's only half teres, I'll tell you why. Let's say I would ask you by esrig, but you have to outcup, okay? Let's say you give me an esrig, Amanos Lahazir. So I say, I'm giving it to you back, Amanos Lahazir. Amanos Lahazir. So here, not going to work for me. You know why? Because you gave me the esrig, Amanos Lahazir, so I want to outsmart you. I give it to you, Amanos Lahazir. What should you do? Don't give it back to me. If you don't give it back to me, you abolish my matana. If I never gave it back to you, you abolish my matana. So then the original matana to me is also abolished. And it's like nobody ever gave that. It all goes back to the first way.
No marriage.
So Rabbi Yaakov's teretz, a very good teretz, by esrig, right? By esrig, you give it to me. I'm an Asahazer. Now I give it to you, I'm an Asahazer. You just don't return it to me. And you erase my matana is not a matana, because it was on condition. And my matana is not a matana, then your matana to me was also not a matana. So very geschmack. Just a good teretz by esrig. It's not a good teretz by Pinyan Aben. Pinyan Aben, the father of the baby, doesn't want everything to get erased. He wants the original matana to stay. So by Pinyan Aben, the father of the baby gives it to Kayin, Amanos Lahazir. So the Kayin turns around and he gives it back to him, Amanos Lahazir. So the Yisrael now is going to say, I'll outsmart you. I won't give it back to you. Your matan is bottle. My matan is bottle. That's no good. Then he never did a Pinyan Aben. So it works by esrig. It doesn't work. Same thing by Kedushin. A man is a cheap guy. What does it mean? So he gives a matan, Amanos Lahazir. The Rambam says she didn't get anything. Why she didn't get anything? She give it back to him, Matan Ras Lahazir. What's he going to say? I won't return it to you. If you don't return it to me, then you mevatel my returning, and then the whole kedushin is bottled. But you want to be mekadesh me. You just want to. You're a cheap guy. You want to get away with Ras Lahazir. You want to be mekadesh the woman. So the woman, she could say to him, "You're so smart, Matan Ras Lahazir. I'll give it to you back, Matan Ras Lahazir. Make up your mind. You want it to be a Kedushin? You're going to have to give it back to me for keeps. As long as you give it to me, Matan Ras Lahazir, I'll give it to you, Matan Ras Lahazir. It won't be a Kedushin until you give it to me for keeps. So what you can do by Kedushin, divide the lady in half. Okay, it's hard enough to be married to a whole lady. A half lady, I think, would be much, much more difficult.
Going to change. She'll be in the way, the Kudeshes.
I'm not. Banicha is not good enough. She has. The Rambam says it's not a good kedushin. She didn't get hanoah. So I'm asking you. She has the potential to have hanoah. You have to understand. Every time I'm a kaddish and isha, she just has to have the ability to have hanoah. If I'm a kaddish and isha with an apple, and she says I want to eat the apple, she lets it get rotten. That's still a good kedushin. I gave her an apple. It's worth her pruta. The Rambam says hanoah. Yes, yeah, she has the potential hanoah to eat it. She doesn't want to eat it. It doesn't matter. If you give a woman a ring, she doesn't want to wear it, doesn't matter. You gave her the potential or not. So the question here is, by every amatana asla has it to an isha, she has the potential or not. Because she can say to the man, I give it to you back, amatana asla has it, and then you're stuck. You know, you want the condition to be condition, you're going to have to give it to me for keeps. The hamakni is this kasha here. I'm giving it to be Yaitza the giving. But Piyana Ben, it works. It's yours forever if you keep the condition. Just like if I give you a gift, Amadas, you stand on your head. It's a condition forever. You just have to stand on your head. So if you don't stand on your head, then it's Bavatal the gift. The Tosaz is the same thing. It's yours forever on the condition you give it back. Now, obviously, if you're going to have to give it back, it's not going to be yours forever. But right now, it's yours forever. It's lachem. You could be outside the mitzvah of Esther.
It's not mine forever. It's
yours forever if you fulfill the condition. It's a shas thing. You know, like, it's yours. You don't like it, right?
I don't know.
Well, see, so the Ksais didn't like it either. But, so I don't feel so. But yeah, we'll get to the Ksais.
What's the top, Rebbe? Louis Tzur, take away a bizayon that's happening to the wife.
No, Mavriya Chari is not a Kedushin. Mavriya Chari. If you take away a bizayon, it's not, except the exception.
Even if it's worth a pruta? Even if it's worth a pruta?
It has to be a positive, there has to be a positive hanoah. There's an exception to it, but it's just too much.
So what is the chal?
It's chal immediately. My Tanan Aslahazir, according to most Rishayim, would be chal immediately. Every Tanai is that way. If lady, and I'm a kind of Tanai, it's Batla Mafreya. But every time I do a Kedushin al Tanai, the Kedushin al Tanai is permanent, conditionally. If you fulfill the condition, then it's been permanent from the first moment. It's really what it is. And that's every matana. We paskin at Minat Torah. It's an amazing thing. Matas Lahazi works by picking a bed. I mean, that's the most practical thing. You don't want to spend the money. You go, kind of Matas Lahazi, it works. And it works by Kedushim Minat Torah too, except like the Rambam. We're gonna say that's the Rabbanan, not to Chalipin. That doesn't work.
He can make it hektish and then give it back then?
If he makes it hektish, he can't give it back.
Oh,
once it's hektish, you can't give it back.
By the way,
yeah, well, if he eats it, if you give it to us, the house, and he eats it, so he can't give it back. So he's. The question is, what about Zeroy Lechiyayim Vekeva? I guess so. I don't know. I guess so. Pinyin Aben works. Levium you can't start off with. That's a separate. I guess so. The lady doesn't have to accept it. He just have to give it to a different lady. Got to find a lady who'll accept it. But if it works by Peter, I bet it should work by Maya. Well, Truma, it's not going to help you too much. Yeah, you can sell it, though. You have to sell it to your company.
You can't say,
Amnas,
Lahab said, Lord tonight.
Can you
say that? Amnas. Lahab said, we're on it tonight.
So what does that mean?
I'm giving it back to you. I'm giving it to you. Return to me.
Oh, okay, very good. I want to give it to someone. I'll say, Matana Amanas Lahazer Li Shaloi Be Matanas Lahazer. That's what he's saying. Lachaira, it works. I don't know. You're right. But it's not the answer. That's not what it says to do. Okay. And right, let's see the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll see where the tumbling takes place. Okay, the... Sif Aleph, Chav Tes Sif Aleph, Ha'im Elisha, Harei HaMekdesh Asli B'dinner Zu, Amina Shetazirei Oli. Okay, this is Chav Tes Sif Aleph. Harei HaMekdesh Asli B'dinner Zu, with this coin, Amnas that you returned it to me, ain't a mukudashas. It's not a good kedushin. Why is it not a kedushin? Let's look at Chalkas Machaikak Aleph. Amnasha tazerei li ain't a mukudashas. Mipshat loshin zeh mashma ain't a mukudashas klal. Ain't tzricha get. You don't even need to get lachumra. Chenus timus loshin apayiski. Ah, she is lemme min atayra, have a kedushin. Even though min atayra, like I said, most rishonim hold, min atayra is a good kedushin. Chachamim okru legamri ha-kedushin. The chol de ha-mekadish adaita de rabbana mekadish. They were oikerit lemefreya, and they said that it's not a good kedushin, even lechumra, you don't have to be chayshish. The Rashi says that works out hefka bez and hefka. Abo ba'gar silfasi kasaloshin erzerua gezei rishem yomru isha niktas b'chalipin nira be'enai. This is the lashon of the erzerua in pashta yada v'kli b'kedusha me'acher. If she got mataras lahazir and then took kedusha on someone else, tzichu get mishneim she kedusha yarisha kedusha tayrehim el shcham batul mishum gezeira ki be'sil ala kalashayna that be'sil ala mataras lahazir shmei matar. So what's he saying? He's saying there are some Rishayim hold, that's the Rosh, that Hefker Bez Nehefker. The Kedushin Amalas Lahazir Rabbanu Ra'ika Lagamri. And the other Rishayim hold, that Medir Rabbanu is not a good Kedushin, but to be Yitzin the Daraisa, you still need a get from her as well, because it's a Darabana. And whose Shita was that? The Hagar Silfasi, the Goyson, which is the Shultigi Bayram. And by us in the riff on the side, it says Shultigi Bayram, I think, in the Gar Silfasi.
So even though he's out, that's my Shulitzel,
that's not right.
Why?
Right, because when that Torah, it's a Kedushin.
But he's saying a condition that's my Shulitzel. So that's Mivatel,
So I guess it depends how you understand the Rabbanan. If the Rabbanan were Eka Lagami and Akinami. Tosis says that Shiv Yisrael is what allows them to be Mefkiel and Mefreya.
Right, so, but he's not doing Kedas Shiv Yisrael, so that should be a lot of
I don't know the answer. What's the title of this Chalipin?
Why Chalipin?
So, because Gzera Otu
Chalipin. That's a riff, but it seems to me that.
The first Shita also holds it's Atu Chalipin. Because the Aval is, the first Shita, which is the Rosh, says, Afkin Rabbah L'Kiddusha Minei. Because of Gzer Atu Chalipin, they're Mafki out, Hefka Bez and Hefka. Aval, but the Dagoser Ilfasi holds that they weren't Mafki out. They just said it, Rabbanah.
Why do I need Kolem HaKadosh Adai to the Rabbanah?
If Hefka Bez and Hefka, why do I need... I'll answer you, but not that right now. Okay? There are two types of Hefkinu. One is on Bishas Mais and one is later. Right? But in this beginning, in Ksubas Kibbeis on the Beis, it's Bishas Gittin that they work, or not Bishas Kedush. Right? Right. So that's why Midr Rabbanan it's no good. Right. Let's look at Beis Shmuel Beis, the second wide line. Kunchus Arayis, okay. The Beis Shmuel Beis, second wide line is Beis Shmuel Beis, Enem Kudeshas, Avagav Dekaimel Abiyalma, Betana Sazer, Hava Betana. Bekovaki, Bekidusha Tiktu Chazal, Deloi Havi Kedushin, Hatam Hu, Mishum Dedavi Lechalifin. It's similar to Chalifin, Shumagir, HaKedushin, Chalipin may have a Kedushin klal, I feel the Rabbanan. And Chalipin is not Kedushin at all. Kamash Kos Mishas Reish Kedushin. Vekosu Toises V'arash. The Chazal Afkinu HaKedushin. Chazal Mafkia the Kedushin. Chimash V'mikol HaPoiskim lay have a Kedushin klal. Those they're Mafkia Lagami. V'loi Kishulte Gibayrim Reish Kedushin. Shekosa Av the Tzrich again. Shulte Gibayrim is that God's Silfasi. Who says tzricha get? That's a das yachid. He's saying, "Chebidake Moshe pasak loike shulte gebarim, loike drisha kasav shulte gebarim sham isa plukta im ritzayna leskadish loy b'mashen nosan la hasuda derech halibin." What happens is she's willing to do it for the suda, V'ritzoyla lahazik hasudar. She wants to hold on to the handkerchief. Chemashu gemara to have a kedushin kshemazik hasudar. And as far as the gemara that there is such a kedushin, Tosva Rosh, like Mashvei came. If you're going to be geyser, otu kinyan sudar, so certainly on the sudar itself it shouldn't be. Now we say she wants the sudar means it's not kinyan chalipin, it's kinyan kesef through the sudar. And still, so again, there's something about as a dasyakin in this area that it could work. But otherwise, it the Tosva Rosh, the other Rishonim hold that it doesn't work for the gamri. Now, what's a nafkamina? One nafkamina is if she has to return the money. If you give a lady $100, kedushin amnas lahasir. So it's not a good kedushin. Does she have to give the money back?
Yes.
Normally, yes. He gave a kedushin. You have to give the money back. If it's off hefker, bezin hefker, bezin was mafka the money. Bezin was mafka the money, so she shouldn't have to give it back. That's one nafkamina that it says in this reason of hefker, bezin hefker.
Not like the ketos, though, rather.
Which says?
In Reish Ayin Gimel, it says that if a baal is mafki or something, it still belongs.
Well, not like that. Okay. You're right. Okay. In Pisrei Tshuva Beis, he brings another nafka mina. Pisrei Tshuva Beis, Shetazireli Edom Kudeshes, Kosev Kilas Yaakov, that's the Nesivis. We used to Kilas Yaakov being the stifler, which the Pisrei Tshuva never quotes. But the Kilas Yaakov here means the Nesivis. He has a sefer in Hilchos Kedushin. When he gives a Kedushin, Amanas, he gives it to Lo'avi, a Libni, Mesupi, Pesefer Amakna, Hoyel V'loidami L'chalipin. If you hold, the whole thing is a Gezerah to Chalipin, it's L'idami L'chalipin. The Chalipin Hadolomare Kama. If you hold that Be'etzem, Matrosa is Yishvei Matana. It's just that the Rabbanu wa Geza Atu Chalipin. So if you give a woman a ring, Amanas, Shetazel Abba, or Libni, so then it's not similar to Chalipin. Chalipin is Hajomari Kaba. Lidir a day kan Safik. Shabak the Lisha Mnashiyat say Akakmir Shusa Laacher Gabke Lai have a Kedushin. The Maktah says it still doesn't work. Now it needs a Hezra. Why? If really Mataras lies, it works, except Altsis Gezerah. The Maktah say that Afal Pikain, it still doesn't work. If you're giving it to a woman, Amnash, she gives it away, it doesn't work. It would seem to be that that's also part of the gezeira, or to chalipin, any time it doesn't stay in her ishus, so then that's the guideline of what is similar to what the Amakta says is that this is totally the machlekes the Rambam and the Rosh, and the Amanasha Titel Abba that's the difference between the two.
What happened? Is it allowed to be boiled? In this time?
If the Rabbah Kudeshes, according to whom? According to everyone, you can't. According to the Rambam, it's never a Kedushin.
Right.
And even according to the Rosh, the Rabbah is not a Kedushin. Your question is the Rosh before they were Geyser. Right, it's a general question. It's anytime you Mekadosh a woman on a Tanai, are you allowed to be Bayil her? Maybe in between the Kedushin will be Batal. So I'm not sure what the din is. If you give a woman kedushin amanas, whatever, you stand on your head amanas that you don't go to Beis Abba for 30 days is one case in the Gemara. So I don't know.
Is
I don't know.
The part of kedushin you can do A B C or it can do A. It's part of it.
I have a feeling it says beferish. I just don't know it. What? It's not a gzeira. I think he learns that it's all one big gzeira of of atu chalipin. Anytime she can't keep it. Now here the ketzais comes along. I mentioned you many times that very often the ketzais brings rishayim. He says I'm not going to argue with them. That he argues with them, and then at the end of the tshuva he says, "Oh, I found the Rabbeinu Avigdor Kayin." Well, it was some Rishon, it was Adam Gadol, but that we never heard of. I found, Reben Baruch, who says like me, so I'm right. Even though he's arguing with all the Rishon. This is a perfect example. By matana manas laharzi, this is not tzais. It's not in kedushin. It's by all matana manas laharzi. How does matana manas laharzi work? Let's talk about an esrig. I give someone an esrig. I don't want him to keep it. I want it back for tomorrow. He wants to be yetzu by esrig. So I give him matana amanos lahazir. I give him a gift on the condition he gives it back. What happens if he doesn't give it back? If he doesn't give it back, it's my esrig. Because it's bottled, the matana. Was he yetzu? He wasn't yetzu. He wasn't yetzu in the esrig. That's the way everyone learns matanos lahazir, except the ksais. Except for the ksais. The ksais has a brand new shita. I'll tell you what compelled them to have the shita. The ktsaisa shita is every matana manos laharzir is a matana lizman. Ktsaisa is mechadish. Awesome chiddish. I can give you a matana lizman. I could say I'm giving you as an outright gift for 1 hour. At the end of that hour, it reverts back to being mine automatically. It automatically reverts back. I could do to you a gift and put it on a timer and say, I'm giving you this gift. Now, we're talking about Kedusha. We're talking about Chosha Mishma. On the condition that at the end of that amount of time, it pops back. It becomes mine. Now, I want to show you where the Ktsai says it and why he says it. The Ktsai, the original place, is Reish Mem Aleph of Katan Daled. And there the Shulchan Aruch says, say if you say give it back right away or after a certain period of time, have a matana lizman akotzev. It's a matana. Be metaltlim, be karka.
So if he doesn't give it time, it still works. If it just says matana lizman, he doesn't give it time.
Presumably it works as well.
It's a full fledged gift.
Let me talk about this. I don't want to go to other topics. A full fledged gift. You could do for you. We're not talking about Kedushim. We'll get obviously all impacts. So the way the Ktsai starts, and this is what he does all the time, he starts by being the Rosh Vizel Hashaynai. He doesn't even tell you, go look up the Rosh. He doesn't trust you. He's going to write, I am Barash. He doesn't trust you. You're going to look it up. So he starts, I am Barash in Sukkah, Paraglula Vagazel, by an Esri. Sarashid no lay matana gemura. You have to give the esrig to him as a complete gift. Abadal shiyazer, the achas shiyata by tzarch laz, the matana, you have to give it back as a gift, rishas chazara. Im amala yehema matana achate tzibai. The rest is beferish. If I tell you, I'm giving you just a gift until you yaitza with it, vakach yishalik betchila, and afterwards it should be mine. I tell you, I'm giving you this gift till you use it. Afterwards, it should be mine. Without I'm automatic. So lo yotze davar k'may shol. That's lending. That's lending it. Can't be matanalis man. Can't. The Rosh is beferish. It can't be matanalis man. It has to be matana gemura on tonight. The Rosh says I'll prove it. Because lo likni inish the lo likni luva or aravali yanuka under bar mitzvah boy. You can't give matanalis lahazer. Why? Because if he's under bar mitzvah, he can take.
He
can be makna. So you can give it under bar mitzvah by a matanas lahazir. He can't give it back to you. So he can't be yaitza that way. So Zakta Rosh, if you could give him a matanah lizman, why can't I do that? I go to a boy, I say, I'm giving you this a matanah for 1 hour, and after 1 hour, it pops back, it becomes mine. It should pop back and become mine. Why can't you do it? Zakta Rosh, there's no such thing as matanah lizman. The Rosh says it beferish. It couldn't be clearer. There's no such thing as matanah lizman. It has to be a matanah. Matanah lizman means a complete matanah on the condition you give it back. So he brings the Rosh, Arkan l'shayne. Then he says, Chen chasav ritva b'kiddushin afav amin beis, v'zel l'shayne. Again, he brings the whole Rosh. Now, Zakta Ktsais, Lulei divrei harosh ha-ritva, yurilani nisnaiti. That's not that way. That anybody tonight, Elanos Leibah Matana Esrig, Ad Sheyasabai, Vuhu Matana Gemura Vachaluta, Ad Hazman. He says, I don't agree with the Rosh and the Ritva. It's Beferish of the Rosh and the Ritva. And I don't think so. I think that that it's a matanah lizman. Every matanah lahazir is a matanah lizman, and it automatically reverts back, and that's the way it works. So there are a number of things that he brings. He says, we have a rule in Shas that kinyan peiris lavka kinyan aguf. We have a rule that if you sell me the fruit of your tree, you sell me, I give you money, I'm going to buy your harvest. You have an apple tree, I give you money up front, and I own the harvest of the tree. That's kinyan peiris, not kinyan aguf. You can't cut down the tree, you sell me the peiris. So the tree is meshubit to the peiris. But kinyan peiris, lavka kinyan aguf, I don't own the tree. I'm not chayvin bikurim on the tree. I own only the peiris, not the tree. That's the din. So he says that if you give someone a matanah minas lahazir, he can only have peiris from it. He can't have the guf hadavar. If I give you an apple, matanah lahazir, you can't eat the apple. If you eat the apple, then you can't give it back to me. If you can't give it back to me, then it was never a gift in the first place. So he says, what is matanah minas lahazir? It's kinya peiris, lavka kinya aguf. It shouldn't work. So he says, it doesn't make sense to him. The truth is, to most of us, we're used to it from Misata Sukkah, most of us, if someone gives someone a gift, Amadas, you give it back. What kind of gift is that? If I give someone a gift, you give it in an hour, that means I'm letting you use it for an hour. The Ksai says that that's what's happening. I'm letting it shoal. I'm letting you use it for an hour. Not only that, but Beis Shmuel Aleph asks that Tanai needs Tanai Kafel. It's really Taisus Kasher. You need a Tanai Kafel. The Shas says, Matarav Nas Lahazir, never says, Matarav Nas Lahazir with a Tanai Kafel. So some Rishonim say that it's understood you need Tanai Kafel. We call it Tanai Kafel, you need Tanai Kafel. But the Bach is that why a Taisi says you should need a Tanai Kafel. So he says, it's not a Tanai. Matarav Nas Lahazir is a Matarav Lizman. It's a Matarav for a period, a Matarav Gemurah for a period of time, and it's yours for a period of time. And that's why it will be a good kedushin. It's a good piyut abed. I'll give you a matana for a period of time. That's the sheet of the ktsais in matana v'nas lahazir. He writes at the end. First he says it's a ritvan rush lule divraya, and then he says elish loy b'tzasi li rabbezem. He said, I didn't find anybody who holds like me. The rush of ritvan against me. Then he adds achar. Hachipus, Vatsasi Rav Kadmoin Kedivarenu. Says, after I searched, I found the Rav Kadmoin. He brings Rav Avigdor Kayin. I don't mean to make fun of Rav Avigdor Kayin. He brings a Chuvus Rav Avigdor Kayin Sedek, who says, like he said, and he says, V'yalos Libi Shekavanti Ladas Rav Kadmoin, Lefizeh, he passed it this way. He found one Rav Kadmoin that holds like him. He holds this way. And Davde Beluim, which he wrote later, he says, I found the second one. Is it Reb Ben Baruch? In a tshuva, they also found, says like me. And the Ktsais holds that it's a matana lizman. And,
Is there any svara that it's enough to be yodzimis, or it's enough not to be, the ownership could be a little bit less than a typical ownership?
Well, the Rosh says not that way. The Rosh says, "Asi batana gemura." If it's loan, then it's not a good. No, it's not good enough.
You don't want to be yours to a mitzvah here, right?
Yeah.
It's only to be yours to a mitzvah. You don't mean it to. The Torah gives you a little.
It's a little bit of a gray area, because there's a tzad to say that if I give it to you, obviously I want to be yours to the mitzvah, and that's all I want. So when I'm giving it to you for the mitzvah, not for anything else, it's a very hard thing.
And is there an afkamina between the Rosh and the Ketzos as far as exchanging the Shlach Manos?
I'll tell you the biggest afkamina.
Yeah.
The biggest afkamina, if I give someone an esrig, Amenas, he returns it to me.
Yes.
I give him the esrig for an hour, Amenas, he returns it to me. If he doesn't return it to me, everyone says it's no good. So he says it's good. It's good. It's matanah lizman. If I make it to like kafel, it'll be something else. But like this, I give it. It's good. It's just a matanah with a time clock. I'm giving it to him. I'm an Arsi. He gives it back to me. Me and matanah with it. That's the biggest nafkamina. Now,
in the regular matanah lizman, like by yesterday, you don't mention the time. So
So I guess we would have to just estimate, since you want to be yaitzeh with the mitzvah tomorrow, or if you want yaitzeh today, so we would have to try to do an umdina like we always do on the amount of time, I guess.
That's
the big question. What did he do with Lailikni Inish Yanuka Lulva Yanuka? Well, you can't be back to a cotton. Why can't you give it to a cotton? The Matanul is man. That's really the big kasha d'ksais. Lufiza tzorach loimer. Thus he starts, since I'm right anyway. So now we have to figure out pshat in the Gemara. So if he brings the Rabbeinu Avig the Kayin, Lufiza tzorach loimer, ha d'amru l'iknish lovel yenuka, hainu b'makna b'snam, b'loi shem shir. He says, you're right. If you want to give it to yenuka, a matonalis man, it could work. When the Gemara says, l'iknish yiddish, Lulvul Yanuka, it means don't give him a ton of Gemura to a Yanuka and Blishim Shir, Elishim Shiazalai. The truth is, if someone asks me by Esrig, I never say I'm an us. I give it to him and I'm Saibach, that he's going to give it back to me. You get burnt once, you don't do it anymore. But until you get burnt the first time, we don't do it. So he says to a child, if you say, I'm giving you a ton of Zman, he says it works. The Ksais holds. It could work. And when the Gemara says he can't do it, Haydim Mamatana stop, Belishim Shir, El Shasai Meshiaz, Ibid Le Makabal Akab Matana, Kaigan the Bekut Le Mahani, that's Le Makna. He says he can't. Ha, Makna Le Beferish Shah, Gab Bekut Mahani. Everyone's trying to figure out how to do it with a cotton. So he says, no sweat, just give him a Matana, this man, and it works.
Give him a Matana, he has it, they can't give it back. So how is the Matana coming back?
It just runs out.
It's automatic. It's Sais Shita. But you want it for tomorrow. You have to shady. You want it to be lachem. You want it to be yours. You have to shady. So. What? This is the Ksaishita is that you can give a gift on a time clock and it pops back. It's sort of it pops back automatically. And let's see the Ramah, because we still have a bit to do. Ramah, please. Aval Isha Shadas Talach, Abatanam Das Lahazila, Lachad Lamidyayim, Kadeh Lakacha Bai. Talk about a cheap guy. The wife is providing the ring. The wife gives the man the ring, the Ramah Sefalif. The wife gives the man the ring. I'm giving you the ring that you should mekadesh me with it. You hear this? She gives him a ring for 30 days that he should be able to use it for kedushin. He says it's a good kedushin. It's a matana gemura. That's one. Number two, yeshayimim. In Nosan Law, now this is, you'll see in a minute why this is very important. In Nosan Law, Matano Nosla Hazer. Va'omah Law. Now, he wants if he says haberdashli with this ring, we said it's no good. He didn't say, I'm a kashi with the ring. Omah Law. Va'ano azu sha'a nehenes teich zman, hariyah bukudeshesli. I'm giving you an expensive piece of jewelry. You can use it for whatever, for 30 days. I'm not a kashi with the piece of jewelry. I'm a kaddish you with the use of the piece of jewelry for 30 days. You could use it for 30 days. That's worth a pruta in the marketplace. So, I want to be kaddish you with that hanah. The Ramah says it's a good kiddush. You hear? But you hear what was saying? I'll tell you in two minutes why this is very important. The Ramah is saying you can be kaddish a woman with the use of the ring for 30 days. And then you give it back. Now, why is this important? This goes back to our cases where we have a case where the chassan doesn't have a ring. He's at the wedding. I mentioned yesterday that somebody who I love very dearly got married in a city called Salem, out in the Hoopesville, and we came to the kedushin, and they didn't have the ring. They didn't have the ring, and everyone was panicking, and. So they're searching. He had a valet that was supposed to have the ring, and he couldn't find it. And they're searching, and they start the ceremony, and everyone's busy searching. So I run over to the ladies section. I say, anybody willing to give a ring away? Anybody willing? So one person was willing, but she had already jewelry on the ring. She had bedecked it with no good. So a sister willing to give it. I told the sister, this is for keeps. You're not getting it back. So she hesitated. Now at the end, she gave it. But that's not the point. What happens if I go over to the lady and I say, I need a ring for the chasen? She says, but it's my wedding band. I don't give her my wedding band. And I say, well, look, you give it away for 6 months. He'll be mekadishar with the use of the ring for 6 months, assuming it's worth a pruta, or however many months is worth a pruta. And you'll get it back after 6 months. I have to tell him, say, all right, b'kadesh asli, what's the lashon of the Rama? Banozu shad nehenes by techazman. So it'll be a very memorable chuppah. I say, I'm Kadesh Asli, that you can use it for 6 months. Kadesh Moshe of Yisrael. And so does that work? Does that work? It'll be very interesting to do. Now, from this Rabbah, it seems it works. The Chalkas Mechaikuk says, Kvar Kasati, Chavze Gimel says, because it's great to be similar to Neza, I have a problem with this. What could the problem be? What could the problem be? The Chazrei says, I have a problem. Now, you don't have it in your photostats. It's one page back. Those have a Shulchan Aruch. There, it says, Mamish, our case. A chassan doesn't have a ring. The Ramah, back in Sif Yotess, in the previous Simon says, Shal kli mi'isha, sheyesh labal. You go over to a married woman. She has a wedding band. V'kiddush bay. You borrow the ring, you're mekadish. Chayshish l'kedushin. There were chayshish for the kedushin. It's not a vade kedushin. On that, says the Chalkas Mechaikuk, he really has two problems with it. One problem he has is that it's the husband's ring. How could she give it away? Kamash kadisha kanabayla. It's the husband's ring. Now that's not a davar pashit. It's not a davar pashit. It's always a problem. How can you have mekadesh anisha? Really, the jewelry that's miyuchet to a woman, there's no din of konabayu. Well, so let's say he agreed. That would take away this problem. So here's another problem. He says, if you mekadesh with the use, she's not getting it now. When you mekadesh isha, you have to give her something now. It can't be a promise for the future. So let's say a man is mekadesh anisha. The Gemara says, Rekoid Lefanai. He's a Kaddishar, he's a professional singer. He sings for her. So if he sings for her, Rabbi Josh is Lee Bezeb, he sings for her, it's worth a proof. That's Kadush. If he said Hiram Kadesh is Lee with a voucher for one free singing session, doesn't work, unless the voucher has value. But I'll sing for you tomorrow, it doesn't work. Hiram Kadesh is Lee, I'll give you a ring tomorrow. Yeshkayach, you give me a ring tomorrow, I'll be Mekadesh. So Hiram Kadesh is Lee, the Hanah that you can use the ring for 6 months. So the Chalkas Mechaikuk says, I don't get it. She's not getting the 6 months use. Even with the ring, she's getting the ring. Because with the use of the ring for 6 months, she's not getting that now. She's getting a promise of it for the next 6 months. But she's not. She's starting, but it's not. Today she's not getting a pruta.
Why don't you pay that on 1 second?
Oh, if you say that on 1 second, as well as pruta, it's good. We passed the Schiris Mishtalem as the Messiah. Halacha says you pay at the end. But okay, you could make a condition that it is. But she's still not getting the Hanoah. If you want to reserve a date for a singer, you also pay up front. But the Meister, you don't get the Hanoah till later. So Chalkas Mechaikuk has the problem. Now what do you do? The Rabbah says it's good. Everybody says it's good. The Chalkas Mechaikuk has a problem with it. So I don't know. I guess you want to marry someone off. L'chol Hashitas. So when the ring is lost, we don't really do it. By the way,
it
could be anything.
You
can take you go over to the, you take a bilkalo off the table and you have a kasha with the bilkalo. Better, you could take a napkin and write a shtar. I was with the shtar. So the minig that we have is the Pisrei Tshuva there. There he brings on that sif. What is it? Yotess. He brings that kol misad kedushin sarach liskar lizoher lishol esachasin imer tabah shalai. Says every misad kedushin has to ask the chasin if it's his ring, and listen to what he brings. He brings a chuvas chasam cipher. Oydes misad erechad shotach lishol tachas hachupa. He forgot to ask the chassid if it was his ring, matabah shalai. Achas madis barer, shoya shalakala. Do you hear this? After it was this barer, the ring belonged to the kala, shakala, mosra, mafteach argoza. Listen to this kala. He says, oh, you don't have anything because he gave the king to her jewelry box. He gave her to her. He said, go choose a piece of jewelry to be Mekadish. Lahaiti bisham tabashallah, live by the chazal akacha. And he forgot to, punk, the time he forgot to ask. It was the wrong time. Kshabov do ufnei rav echad. He said, I gotta do it all over again. Gotta do a new kedusha, new sheva brachas, a new yichadrum, a new chuppah. Gotta do everything all over again. That's what the Chassam Sefer brings. So Sefer himself says that you can be melamed tzchus, that it's a good kedushin, that since she wanted it for kedushin, since her das was for kedushin, she gave it in a way that the kedushin should work. She means to give it in a way, even though she doesn't know, because I say lo yodi ishalakvei, a woman doesn't know the rules of Kenya. And it still works. But on Kapanim, this is the Tumul. So this is the Tumul of Matarun Aslahazer, with which Chav Tes begins. Okay, I guess if Beis, we move on to next week.